Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, yes, it's semi-35 cent. If y'all want me to stay up here. Okay, hold on. Let me get a call. Okay, 5548, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how are you?
Good, how are you? Talk to me.
I'm good. So, just, I'm going to be quick. So, first of all, Kanye and his wife look like they stink. I know you're rich and everything, but at least give off the aura that you smell good, you know? Like,
okay,
whatever. But anyway, so you said the same thing that I was going to say towards the end. Let's not talk about kids. He could have really hit her that if Erica had really been on some nicer stuff, she would have just said, like, yeah, you should have been unalived on the table, and then what about your children? Because you got them living in Jamaica. Like, you know, why can't you get your kids here? What's going on with that? Because
right. Technically,
Erica and her oldest son are in the similar situation to Spice and her kids. Erica don't live with her older son, I don't think, or didn't for a while. For that, I don't like to talk about looks, but Erica kind of gives horse as well. But she's
Erica
like
looks
him,
like
so
a horse, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her and her best homegirl look like a horse. No offense, but they both get that. And what did Nene say? You're declassing the show, and that's all I have to say.
Thanks, boo. Okay. 1379, you're live on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Talk to me.
Okay. I love her. You know, my family in Jamaica, my background is Trinidadian Jamaican, so I love Spice, but there definitely is a self-hate. I would say that probably she knew in that moment if she gave Erica anything, Erica would have went off. So she probably just knew the vibes and just let her rock out. I feel like she's on Love and Hip Hop, and she's definitely not a victim. Like, she knows how to make a scene. So obviously, if she says something about Erica's son, which is easy, Erica's going to go off. So, I don't know. I don't think it was necessary.
So would you think that Spice just loves her blackness altogether? I kind of feel like there's a little bit of phoniness there with her.
I feel like Spice is just a Jamaican woman, like an essence of a Jamaican woman. Like, she's been taught what she's taught, and she kind of just, the hair, very Jamaican. I love Spice's look. I love her vibe, but it's definitely the eyes. I hate it. I hate it. I hate when people do the fake eye shit. I mean, the fake eye.
Yeah, like you got blue contacts and blue hair. That's not proud to be black.
It's not
every day.
It's definitely not giving pro black, but it's giving. I want to be a star. I want to be different. I want to be out here and people know who I am because I'm already not going to make it because I'm dark. So I got to do something different. So I'm with her on that. I just feel like the eyes, she could cut that. But the hair, that's given. You see who I am. I'm Spice. You know who I am because of my hair. You know who I am because of my accent, because of who I am, because I take care of my kids, because I don't need a man. You know, that's what Spice gives. Like, just very, I'm a strong black woman. This, I take care of my family, and this is it. Erica, do what you have to do, but nobody is pitying you. Like, you're the light bright. You should have made it. I'm not understanding why you got it all, right? I'm this and I'm that, so why are you not more successful than me? We both on the same show. So, Erica just...
coming from Erica was a bit deep-rooted. You know what I mean? And that, it just goes to show, though, you will sit amongst people that act like they are cool, but they really think that they're better than you or feel that they know that they are.
Spice is fully aware of who Erica is. That's why she gives her that energy. Dark-skinned girl, I'm a dark-skinned girl. We know when these light brights revel in the fact that they light in their privilege and their preference. They like that stuff. I'm really trying not to curse because that's something that really bothers me, you know?
Yeah. But they don't present that way. They present like, we're cool, I love you. But then on mad day, you know how they really feel about you.
And that's the truth. And I feel like the thing with light-skinned women who interact and, you know, buddy everybody, it doesn't matter. That's why black women are the dark-skinned black, I have to specify, are the way that they are, because we know y'all do that. We know that y'all present yourselves as friends, as allies, as much as y'all are black. Y'all like to really take advantage of the light part. So I feel like we have to make sure we know who our friends are, especially if you like. Especially if you like. Sadly, it's not something that we would prefer to happen, but sadly, there are a lot of people who revel in the colorism and who appreciate the preference because you're already, you know, black. And when you're a light-skinned black person, you just got a little notch above us, so you like that. So I know that Spice knows who she's dealing with, and I know that she knew what was going to go down in that scene, and that's just that. And that's really all I had to say.
Thanks, Pooh.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
All right, let's take another one. 1586, you're live on here, and I need my 35 cent. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Oh. I'm sorry. I want to talk about the Doja Cat and Nicki Minaj situation.
Okay.
I'm just getting tired of folks. Like, y'all really, like, have this whole situation talking about how Nicki's getting her karma because of Lil' Kim and all this stuff. So y'all really hate Nicki Minaj that bad to promote this Clear woman? Like, are y'all really trying to erase black women right now and what we cultivated and what we innovated? Like, I don't like, nothing about Doja Cat is original to me. Seen it, been there, it's all deja vu. So it's like, oh, she's top five, this, top this. She's top in the charts, this. But
and isn't it ironically that she is like technically black, but she does not acknowledge any of her black side, and she looks white, and everything leans more to this white aesthetic, and you know, and she's getting pit up like, okay, well, she's still black on paper, but if you look at her, she doesn't embody anything of a black person, so we're gonna push her through the algorithm. We love Doja, like,
exactly.
Girl, it's just crazy. I'm not buying.
And it's just it's sickening to me because it's just I just think it's just we just don't you just don't like Nicki at this point. So you're going to promote and push whoever you think is doing better. And it's just at this point it's getting ridiculous to me. That was just a joke. Yeah, she's a great entertainer. She's a great performer, but overall she's a joke. Okay, I'm over it. I've been over it. You can't serve two gods, and then y'all eating this stuff up. It's disgusting at this point, and I'm over it, you know. And I'm just over it.
Well, you're always welcome here because I'm over it.
Like, I'm over Doja Cat. And then when I just be hearing like you just did a show the other day, and basically, oh, this is Nicki. This I'm just like, okay, I'm a Barb, and I love Nicki, and I be here for her antics, too. I'm not even going to lie. But at the same time, you cannot say Nicki did not put in the work, okay? As much as y'all try to discredit her for everything, y'all need to stop. You know, see, who can you say who's a female rapper been doing this 15 years and still going? You feel me? And it's just becoming disgusting. I'm over Doja Cat, and y'all need to stop promoting that BS because y'all don't like Nicki. Okay.
Well, the Barbs are the ones. The Barbs are promote, but no, hold on. The Barbs are promoting her. That's the problem.
No, the stupid Barbs. Okay, the stupid ones, the low vibrational ones that don't have no common sense. The ones that don't use both sides of their brains. Because if you know, you know. And don't nobody got time for that. You know, she's a white woman. She does not resonate with me. She was not raised with her black side of her family. She don't hang out with her black cousins.
No.
Stop it. Okay. Stop.
Thank you. Oh, period. Okay. Somebody said the previous caller is describing Claudia Jordan. Well, what did Claudia do? Wow. Claudia Jordan over here catching strays. Claudia, you're catching strays, Claudia. Hey, 6990, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, can you hear me?
Yes, talk to me.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. I just wanted to let you know you did a tarot reading for me on your other channel, and it was awesome. Your advice was right.
And, really? What was it about?
Yes. Okay, I told you that I was having a conflict with the job. And I had transferred from one place to another place thinking it would be better for me, but I was, like, devastated. I actually worked in the emergency room, and it was just too much for me. I was overwhelmed by the emergency room and the low vibrations that I got from working in the emergency room, of course, because people are sick. So it's, of course, a low vibrational thing. But I was trying to get out of there and focus on my business. And you were like, just stick with it. You're a giving person. You know, it's all going to work out. So everything you said was like, it worked out.
So what else? So you're still there?
No, actually, I was able to go back to where I transferred from. I just had to stick it out for a while.
Oh, you just had to stick it out for a while.
Yes, and I went back. So at first I was like, what the hell he means, stick it out? I'm like, no, I need to get up out of here. But I stuck it out, and I feel like I fulfilled my purpose of going back to the emergency room.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully whatever I was there for, I fulfilled that, and I helped out, you know, patients and stuff like that to the best of my ability.
Wow. Well, thank you for that. That's good, because people don't usually call back and tell me.
No, thank you, because I always think about that. No, I always think about that. I'm like, he said it. Like, he was dead on. And you were speaking about how I was a giver, and I let my family listen to it, and I was like, you know what? It sounds true. So it kind of gave me a little bit of peace of mind. Like, okay, it's the outside entity. He's speaking a spirit. So let me just stick this out for a minute, and then I was able to get back to where. And actually, I got a raise coming back to my old apartment.
Period. Okay. You ate that. Okay. Period.
Thank you. So, and then I wanted to talk about Spice, and I also want to talk about Nicki Minaj and Doja Cat.
Okay.
With the comparison. Okay. So I know that you mentioned that people are always saying that Nicki is getting her karma for Kim. And I just feel like that's just not fair, because in the beginning, you know, Nicki did pay a lot of homage to Little Kim. And then when people were saying she's not giving proper homage or whatever, she wasn't doing enough, you know, she did that pose. And she said specifically that was, you know, directed for Kim Thomas. She's paying homage. She says, you know, people are comparing me to Kim. And if you compare me to the queen, she's doing it big. She's the best out here. I accept that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when she, where it became a breakdown was where somebody was asking her about Kim again in, like, another interview. And she said, you know what? I love her. I respect her. But I'm here now. Let's talk about me. And I understand that, because you know what? When you become big, Armand, past YouTube, because that is in your cards, I do feel like that's going to happen for you. You're going to be mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would suck if somebody was always coming to you saying, hey, if it wasn't for Wendy Williams or Jason Lee, you wouldn't be here. What's going on with Jason Lee? What about Jason Lee? You're going to be like, Armand, or did you book Jason Lee? Are you interviewing Jason Lee? Are you interviewing Wendy Williams, or are you interviewing Armand? It's my time. I'm here. Let's talk about me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, for people just trying to, you know, give all the credit to Little Kim for Nicki's, you know, success, that's not fair, because Armand, you're funny, you're witty, you're spot on, and nobody can take credit for that but you and God and how you were raised.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like Nicki has given so much homage to all the people, and I feel like when one thing doesn't work, first it was, oh, she's mean, she doesn't work with the rap girlie. She starts working with the rap girlies. It's, oh, she doesn't do it with light skins. She only does it with light skins. Now she does it with dark skins. It's, oh, she only does it with the ones who doesn't want the spot. And then now it's like, oh, well, none of that matters that she's doing all this that we say she's not doing. It's all going to go back to Kim and how she didn't pay homage when that's not fair. That's how I feel. I feel like she's paid her homage. She's put her dues in. And everybody takes inspiration from everybody. And you have said it several times in your interviews, I mean, in your lives, that you respect Wendy, you respect her come up, you respect Jason Lee, you respect their come up, and you've always been respectful, always. So when it's your time to become big, I would look at that like, why y'all keep bringing up this information when I've clearly given my homage? Now I'm here. It's Armand's time.
Period.
You know?
Thanks, boo. Oh, did you want to go in? Do you have one more thing?
Yes. The thing I agree with you about letting other people who are not of Black culture take on Black culture. And when it comes down to, you know, Latina, oh, she's spicy, oh, she's this, oh, she that, she talk Black, oh, okay, we down with it. But then when they turn around and they get to really being like, oh, monkey and all getting disrespectful with Black women, it's like, we do have to take some responsibility for that, because we're so, you know, open to letting anybody in.
Mm-hmm.
Welcoming to everything that we do. So we do have to take some responsibility. You're going to let them rock, they're going to roll.
All right, boo. Thank you so
much. Thank you so much, Armand. Thank you.
Thank you. And so, listen, we'll be over on the other channel as well. I don't know. I'm in this place where we might be mixing and blending because I'm also at a point where I'm not letting nobody dictate and I'm not letting followers and subscribers because algorithms and things are changing. So we might be blending the channels together. So stay on the lookout for more content. And thank you for calling in and giving me like confirmation that the reading helped you because so many times people get these readings and I don't hear anything back, you know, so I'm glad that it worked for you.
No, for sure.
I'm glad you were able to say it in front of 4,000 people. Because a lot of people be coming on like, oh, no, you know, you're just saying a bunch of stuff. And so it's good to know when you got to have a good review.
No, that's not true. Because even when you were reading in my chat, even like the people who were reading my tarot cards in your live, there were comments of people like, yeah, that sounds correct. And we don't see each other. We don't know each other. You just feel it. It's just a vibe, and I was just like, first I was like, I am not staying here. But guess what? I stuck out, and I definitely got a raise. Like, I came back,
period.
And I'm also still trying to focus on my business. So what you said, for sure, don't stop doing what you're doing. Just keep on at it.
Thanks, Bill. All right, have a good
Thank
one.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Okay, so listen, okay, it's been 2 hours here, and y'all is not sitting depositing y'all checks like that.